One more test, test, 1, 2, 3. I received a Swiss Army knife, a hatchet, and a wrist rocket, like a high-powered slingshot, the kind you could kill a small woodland creature with. I want to become the type of man who would live and frame his life in a way that others may live. Welcome to the Form for Good podcast, a framework for men in search of meaning. As I think about the larger story and my place in that story, the role that I fill, I'm often asking myself and I'm searching for who am I and what type of man am I and what type of man am I becoming? And a while back, God gave me these two pictures, these contrasting pictures in the same day. My family was down in Branson, Missouri on a trip and was at the Titanic Museum. And one of the exhibits there was a replica of a lifeboat. And I was sitting in the lifeboat listening to different audio recordings of stories from survivors. And there was one particular story about lifeboat number 6. And by the time this lifeboat was dropped into the water, it was about a third full. And this was actually pretty common. Most people know that the Titanic did not have enough lifeboats on board for the number of passengers. But even the lifeboats they had, by the time they were cut loose from the ship, most of them were only partially full. Lifeboat number 6 had about 20 to 25 passengers, and the capacity was up to 60. And there was a crew member from the Titanic who had been given charge over lifeboat number 6 because he was the most experienced, and got the people in the boat and started paddling away, directing the lifeboat away from the wreckage. And the stories that came back later in the weeks and months that followed from the other passengers indicated that they had been pleading with this crew member to go back toward the wreckage to look for survivors in the water to pull people in. And he had refused, even to the point of becoming aggressive toward the other passengers. And he had his excuses as he tried to sort of defend himself later on, but ultimately he went down in history as the guy who refused to go back. And it's just this picture of just self-preservation. And it's really easy for me to look at that and sort of despise that and criticize. It's easier to do in retrospect and not having been in the situation, but it's clearly a picture of self-preservation. A little bit later that day, we were back at the hotel and I was watching American Ninja Warrior. And one of the contestants on the show, they're sharing his story, and he was actually a member of the United States Coast Guard Rescue Swimmer Unit. And they're sharing his story, and they're showing footage of the guys training. And so they're in full gear, you know, jumping out of the side of a helicopter and into just a massive ocean, doing these training exercises to practice for scenarios where they need to jump in and pull out people from the water. And it's just this powerful picture of just courage and strength. And near the end of the clip, he shared the motto of the Coast Guard rescue swimmers, and it's 4 simple words: so others may live. And I'm watching this picture of masculinity and self-sacrifice and love, and these men who live by this motto, they live in such a way that they are willing to sacrifice so others may live. And that's a powerful picture by itself. But when you put it next to this other picture, this contrasting picture, you have self-preservation right next to self-sacrifice. And the contrast is so strong. And as I look at those two pictures, there is no question in me which type of man I want to become. Now, there's some question in me as to which one of those men I am currently. And the truth is that I'm probably a cloudy mix of the two, and I probably toggle back and forth between those on any given day. But there is not a question in my heart as to which one of those men I want to become. I want to become the type of man who would live and frame his life in a way that others may live. That's the role I want in this story. And I was asking God, how do you become that kind of man? Like, where does that type of courage and strength come from? And what I felt that he spoke is that that type of masculinity, that self-sacrificial love, it can't be self-generated. It's not something we can just muster up or turn on. It's not something we can fake. That type of strength and love and courage has to be bestowed on us. It's something that has to be passed on to it. We have to spend time in the presence of that type of strength so that we can receive it and we can absorb it and be influenced by it. It can't be self-generated. And then God showed me that there's two primary places that there's two primary ways that we can receive that type of strength. And the first is regular encounter and time spent in the presence of our Father, in the presence of God, who is the source of all strength and courage and self-sacrificial love. He's the source of masculinity. And the second place is to spend time, to log hours with other men who are in search of the same thing, because we can strengthen each other as we pursue becoming the type of men who would live in a way that others may live.